6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I'm excited about today because we have none other than the 49ers third round pick, Nick Martin, the new linebacker. How are we doing today, Nick?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, we're so glad just to learn a little bit more about your story. We've watched the film. We've watched the highlights. It's off the charts. So let's just start with it. You were the 75th pick of the 49ers this year, and they've got a big hole at linebacker. It's a good quality room, but what are kind of your thoughts getting that call from John Lynch, Robert Saleh? What was that like getting drafted by the 49ers?
Yeah, man, it was crazy. So I was sitting there with my family, everybody kind of doing their own thing, and me and my girl was sitting like in the corner just talking. And then I seen a California number call me, and I automatically knew who it was because – I haven't been talking to them a lot doing the whole process. And it's actually a dream come true because that's my favorite team, and that's the team I wanted to go to and play for, and the organization I want to be a part of. So, I mean, it's a blessing. I'm just excited to get ready to work, and I'm hungry, man. So
I love – now, were you kind of surprised, like, when the call came? Day two was – I know it goes so fast. But, like, were there other teams, and did they talk to you about, like, the range they were trying to target you and, like, where your agent was saying, look, we think we're going to go around this round to this round?
Yeah, so when I was talking to my agents, they told me that it's going to be day two, that it's a high percentage chance that I'll go day two. Even though all the mock drafts was saying otherwise, I wasn't really paying attention to that. It was kind of funny. But so my agents, they told me that I was going to go day two. And so I was waiting patiently for that call. Day one, I just sat there and watched my guys go. And I was excited for them, super happy for all them guys because I trained with them and got to know them dudes. And then day two was the days, and it happened. And it ended up getting on the call that I wanted it to. So That was a blessing. Super excited.
You talked about like the meetings. Yeah, the Senior Bowl was the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. The Senior Bowl is like the most important thing in the world to them.
Yeah.
If you perform at the Senior Bowl, that's huge. They go after those guys. So talk about kind of KJ Wright, the 49ers linebacker coach, was there. What was that process with the 49ers and kind of what were those interactions like?
Yeah, it was real cool. So I chopped it up with him a little bit. He was actually with the D line. More with the edge rushers, more the outside linebackers. So we crossed paths, said what's up, all that good stuff. And then when it came to like the speed dating interviews after practice and everything, I think day one I met with the Niners and was John Lynch was there, and we was going through all types of scenarios on the field and how my mind was working and from off rip, like I had a feeling, like I was like, dang man, I would love to go there. Cause I was like, man, like they got good people. It's my favorite team, and like I felt like a football connection with them, and just talking ball with him. So, and then it went on so far, and I had a good Senior Bowl, and it was a fun time.
You talk about going through that process, like whatever. I watch your tape, relentless effort. And man, you just the missile, you know what I mean? Like you just fly to the ball. So share some of like, what is that? Whatever. It's a run game. You recognize it. You diagnose the play. Walk us through just your mentality. Whatever it's a run play. You know, it is, you go all out. Just walk us through your process.
So my mindset is staying alive and tackle the guy with the ball, you know, not burying yourself. And when you're going against old linemen, staying alive and keeping that distance and making them play in space, because that's where us linebackers thrive. So, obviously, and going for the ball, you know, looking for those opportunities to get those punches or those strip attempts out. And yeah, my mindset is really just kill the guy with the ball, you know, take his head off, you know, get one of those highlight plays, controlled aggression, you know what I mean? And yeah, man, and just setting the tone for the whole defense, you know. So
I am curious, in your talks with Robert Saul, how many times has that guy said violence already? Like, I feel like every other word out of his mouth is just violent, 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 violent. Is that already kind of being echoed from the coaches to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like they like playing fast and all gas, no brakes, you know, that type of mentality. And that's what I love, you know, not being timid, not worried about mistakes, but playing fast and trusting the guy next to you and playing in a way that the game is supposed to be played. And I feel like that's the 49ers mentality and that's my mentality. So it's a great fit.
Hey, talk about the guy playing next to you. As future Hall of Famer Fred Warner.
No doubt.
You said you're a Niners guy. So like, when did it hit home? Dude, I'm going to be playing with Fred Warner. Like, you get to learn from the best of the best. What's that been like?
It was crazy. So as soon as I got drafted, he texted me and he was like, congrats, man. It's Fred Warner here. He was like, excited to play with you, excited to meet you. And he was like, enjoy the time with your family. So like, it really hit then. I was like, dang, that's crazy. Like, I got this dude jersey. And I'm finna be playing with him. So, I mean, it's a blessing to be able to learn and play alongside with a guy like that. And really just a team and organization with that much prestige, you know, it's super dope. And I'm super excited.
The one thing I will say from being out at training camp all these years, Fred Warner's going to make you juggle. I don't know if you could literally juggle. They spend time during special teams period. He forces all the linebackers to juggle out there. So I'm just warning you there. Might want to practice up on some juggling. Yeah. I don't know why. It's the hand-eye coordination, I guess. But
yeah.
Talking about the linebacker, man, Robert Saleh has handpicked Azeez Alshire, right? Freaking Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, Jamie and Sherwood, his time with the Jets. What does it mean to you to be the next Robert Saleh handpicked linebacker? He probably the best evaluator of the linebacker position in the NFL currently, plus Johnny Holland, the legend.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you?
Man, it means the world to me, you know, just to be in that like of group, you know, that those kind of linebackers that play balls to the wall, you know what I'm saying, and just leaving it out on the field, you know, and to be able to be that next pick by him. I mean, it's big shoes to fill, and I'm more than excited for the challenge, you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of player I am, and I'm just happy that they believe in me, and I'm just ready to be that guy, that the next one, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, I'm super excited about that and just happy to be here.
And you know, again, back to that list, all those guys played early. Like sometimes when you get drafted, it's like, wait and see all that stuff. What's your approach? And dude, are you planning to jump in? You want to start week one? Like, what is your goal, your mindset taking into this roster?
Yeah. My goal is to come in and start week one, you know, come in and earn that spot and be that guy that they trust, you know, and play alongside Fred and those guys and everybody in the back end and the guys in front of me as well that got drafted and the guys that's already there, like Nick Bosa, you know, I'm just excited to play with those guys and prove to them and earn the best respect, you know, and show the coaches that they made the perfect decision with picking me and showing that they believe in the right guy.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro. And I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge, and now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
I like to hear that. Now, a big part of your game is rushing the passer. You had 6 sacks in 2023 alone, which is more than a lot of the defensive line and edge guys that were drafted. So when you're calling the defense and you get the call in from the sideline that you're blitzing, are you like pumped, excited, or like what goes through your head whenever it's like, dude, I get to go after the quarterback?
Yeah, so I'm definitely lit. I'm definitely excited. And I mean, I'm already knowing what pass rush move I'm going to do. And I'm aligning for success based on the path I need to take, whether that's blitzing between the tackles or outside. And I'm already in the mindset of using speed to my advantage, and speed with a violence, speed with intent to cause this disruption in the backfield. So yeah, I love blitzing. I love when I can, you know what I'm saying, use my speed and get after the quarterback and really hit that guy with the ball in his hand. So I'm excited. I'm happy, and I'm definitely, it's one of those things where what I love to do and all those emotions going through me, but I'm controlled and I'm ready to get after the top, the passer.
All gas, no brakes, baby. You're going to hear that one a lot. Now let's talk about the knee issue. 2023, unbelievable year. It's amazing what you put on tape.
Thank you.
You come out and you pick up right where you left off, but then you get the knee issue. Walk us through what that was like when you knew the seriousness of it and kind of the rehab process.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I was excited and I started the season with a good note. I started the season hot and we started the season well. And then I got hurt. You know, it was one of those moments of adversity. And it was one of those things where we couldn't even do nothing about it. You know, it was a contact injury, and guys get rolled up and things happen. It's football. It's part of the game. But my approach was, how can I be there for my guys, you know, lead them in more of a vocal way, and knowing that I can't do it physically. So calling those player-led meetings, bringing along the young guys, bringing along the guy next up, making sure he coached up. And just being that player's coach, you know, and just figuring out how I can continue to do what I do, but in a different aspect, you know, and I feel like I grew a lot in that. I learned ball a lot more because I couldn't play. So I was watching a lot of film mainly and going over defenses with the coaches and stuff and seeing how offenses attack defenses. So putting myself in an offensive standpoint and just growing vocally. And I felt like I became a great leader, a much better leader in that way. And I grew vocally a lot. And And I feel like it was one of those things. God was growing me in a different way and showing me something that I needed to work on. And I'm right where I wanted to be. Who knows, if I would have went out and had another great season, I probably would have went to.
Yeah, connection jumping out. I think he got a call there, but whatever, he jumps back in, we'll go there. But, you know, one of the things that I like the most probably about Nick Martin is just, and you hear him talking about it, like you see on the silent tape the amount of leadership, the amount of accountability that he brings to his team. And so whenever you can combine some of the adversity that he had to overcome after that injury, I really think that, you know, that's something that the 49ers can lean on. Now, as two-time team captain, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's big. But will he be able to step in, you know what I mean, as a rookie, what that looks like? We talked about how Robert Saleh has, you know, all those guys started early. Jamie and Sherwood. Aziz Alshire is probably the only one that didn't. Dre Greenlaw started as a rookie. You look at Fred Warner started as a rookie. I think that all those, like, guys, he fits that mold because of what he is, because of the speed and all those things. And whenever he jumps back in, we're going to go over some more questions just about exactly what it is we're looking for. Here we go. We got him back here, so we're going to add him to the stage here. What's up, Nick? Hey, it happens, man. This is the live world of content media, man.
Yeah. Sorry about
that. Adapt and improvise. That's what it is. So, all right. Now, going back through your injury, man, you ran a 4.53 at the combine. Like, lightning fast. Was that the time you were expected to hit? Where were your numbers leading up to the combine?
Yeah. So, in training, I ran a 4.52. And I knew that I was going to be in that low 4.5 area. So I was going for 4.4. I mean, that's what I wanted. But, I mean, it didn't happen. I mean, but what's the difference between 4.48 and 4.53? You know what I'm saying? It's all the same world. It's the low 4.5, sub 4.5 area. So, but, I mean, I was happy with that time. And I did good. And I had a great combine performance, and it was like seeing the fruits of the labor, you know, all that hard work and training. And when I was down there in AZ with those guys and working hard with Nick Hill and the whole XO's community and organization, I mean, it was a nice experience, you know, and got to go through the whole draft process, you know. It was amazing taking that all in, and the combine experience was dope too. So, yeah.
Now, I'm a Texas guy. I didn't tell you this beforehand. I'm Dallas-Fort Worth guy. I know you're a Texarkana guy. One of your teammates, Landon Jackson. Like,
yeah, man.
How cool was that going through that process together after growing up? And have you guys been in close contact since the draft? And how's that going?
Yeah, it's my guy. I mean, I met him in, like, fifth grade, and we've been, like, friends since. And we grew up playing ball together and then went to college, and it was super cool going through that process together. And we actually trained together at XO's. So we was going through the whole process together. We roomed together at the Senior Bowl, and then when it came to draft, it was crazy seeing how we both went, like, almost back to back, both went in that third round, early third round. I mean, it was just so surreal, and seeing how we beat the odds crazily. And especially, like, where we coming from, not many people get drafted. So it was definitely dope. It was a great experience. I'm so glad I got to go through it with my guy. And yeah.
So, all right. I got another question. This one's might bother you a little bit. I'm a Longhorn. You destroyed my Longhorns in that conference championship game in 2023. You had 13 tackles, 5 tackle for losses, interception. Do you hate Texas Longhorns? Was that game personal to you? Talk to us about just that dominating performance.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big platform, and, you know, we was hungry. We all wanted that game, and I was so tired of just hearing, like, all the big bad Longhorn, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was talking how they was going to beat us, and I really came with the mindset of approaching it like it was any other week. Great preparation and practice in a film room, in the classroom, and really just taking it as a game where this is what we worked for all year. Like, why would I not leave it all on the field? You know what I mean? And that's how I approach every game, because every rep matters, every play matters, every snap matters. So, yeah, man, I was just trying to do what I can do, always figuring out ways how I can be the best I can for my team. And that's what was going through in my preparation. I think that game was just a testament to that, all the hard work that we put in as a team, even though we came up short. I feel like the fight was always there as a team, as a unit. So
I love it. Now, speaking of the fight and the passion, 49ers division is interesting. You got the Cardinals, then you got the Rams and the Seahawks. You're a 49ers fan now. Which team, in your opinion, is like that one circle the calendar game in the 49ers? Is it the Rams or the Seahawks for you?
I say the Rams because, I mean, it's in-state. You know, that's kind of like that by-nature rivalry. So I'm excited for that game, and I know they got some weapons, and I'll make sure I get all my family out there so everybody can be there and enjoy the time together. But, yeah, man, I think that's probably like the biggest rivalry for the 49ers right now. I mean, I know the Cowboys is a big rivalry too. But
especially us coming from Texas. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So hold on. How were you a 49ers fan coming from Texas?
I know it's crazy, but like really none of my family was like big Cowboy fans, you know, growing up. My mama never was. My dad was a little bit, but not really too much. He's a Steelers guy. But yeah, so I don't know. It was kind of because like I grew up liking the Ravens. Like I grew up liking Ray Lewis. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the guy I looked up to. I looked up to growing up, and so I was never really a big Cowboys fan. I was watching the Ravens and the Steelers a lot, and then once Ray Lewis retired, I went to the Niners because that was the last team they played, and I liked them too. So it was just kind of a given going straight to them. It was kind of ironic not being a Cowboys fan from Texas, but you know, it is
go against the grain. I respect that. Yeah, very, very a little much. Bit. All right, so it's game day. What is your favorite pregame meal? Like whenever you get, like, what's your go-to?
My go-to, we had a lot of morning games this year, so I was getting some eggs, some bacon, some oatmeal, put a little brown sugar in it, and some biscuits and some fruit. And I got to get some kiwi in there. I love kiwi. And then probably a Gator Light. Kill that after my meal. But during the meal, I'm drinking orange juice, some water. But, I mean, just a basic breakfast. Nothing too crazy. But, yeah.
All right, so you're in the weight room. It's your favorite day to work out. What's your go-to exercise or specific lift that is like the Nick Martin special, your number one?
I'll probably say squat.
Squat?
Yeah, I was always real good at squat growing up, and then when I got to college, it just kind of became more. We used to do stadiums, and then we run like 14 stadiums in the morning, and then come in and front squat like 450. So I mean, it's just guys, you know what I'm saying? Like it's that up down weight, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get it up, you know what I mean? So and that was it was like it's just such a fun like lift, you know? The guys get pumped and. It's nothing like putting that weight on your back, a PR, and then getting it, and then seeing the results of your hard work. So I probably say squat.
Nick Bosa is gonna like that's gonna be music to his ears, man. That dude's a squatting machine.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this interview, and I'm so thankful for your time. I know life is crazy busy for you right now, and we really appreciate it. What do you want the 49ers fans, the faithful, to know about you heading into your rookie year? Something you want to share? Anything? Just like what is it that 49ers fans are getting in Nick Martin?
A hard worker, somebody that's relentless, somebody that's hungry. Somebody that's playing the game for the love of it and not for the materialistic things in it. Somebody that cares about the guy next to him, you know, a teammate, a true teammate, and somebody that leaves us all on the field. You know, somebody that plays the game the right way and somebody that's looking to bring a Super Bowl to Santa Clara or to San Francisco, you know what I mean? And man, I'm just happy to be here. Happy that y'all welcome me with open arms. And, man, I'm just excited to prove everybody wrong that's doubting me and the people that's been rocking with me are proving them right. So
one of my favorite things that John Lynch talks about, we're looking for guys that love football. And that just seems to be probably why the 49ers took you, because it checks the box, man. And so excited to cheer for you. Excited for this upcoming year, man. Anything before we last words before we jump out of here?
Appreciate you having me, man. Thankful to the whole 49ers community, and God bless, and bang bang, man.
Ooh, man, I like to hear that. Bang bang, Niner game. That's gonna do it for us. Thank you so much, Nick Martin. We're gonna be pulling for you, man. Can't wait to get that new jersey. And until next time, for everybody else out there, stay strong, faithful.